Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here too, standing in for Dave. This is Short Stuff.
So that's right.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're talking about the old comedy bit of getting a pie thrown in your face. Mm-hmm. It looks like you sourced this from a bunch of different great places.
Yeah, let's see. Gary Berman on Medium wrote a great one. Today I Found Out, Mental Floss, Atlas Obscura, Slate.
All the old hits.
Yeah, exactly.
Websites we've loved for years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea that in comedy, nothing is funnier than somebody throwing a pie in somebody's face, right?
Yeah, it does something really special to the person who gets hit in the face. It completely demeans them momentarily. And
that's right.
It also gives them the opportunity to laugh it off and suddenly shift gears with their personality and win the crowd over. Yeah. Or it can drive them to really dig into their personality and get really mad about something that is actually kind of comical.
That's right. And it looks like this whole thing started back in vaudeville in the late 1800s with a Canadian performer named Doc Kelly. And Kelly, as the story goes, saw a cook throw a piece of pie at a stable boy. Everyone
you know,
laughed at
that age-old story.
Everyone laughed at this poor stable boy. And Kelly was like, now that's funny, eh? But you hit him in the shirt, it'd be a whole lot better if you hit him in the face and just said you're sorry.
Yeah, you hose head.
You hose head. And then before you know it, it became a thing. And then before you know it, it was in movies.
Yeah, pretty quickly. There's a discrepancy over what movie it was in first. There's a 1909 film starring Ben Turpin, who was a really beloved cross-eyed comedian. And we're talking like these are silent movies at the time, right, that we're
right.
talking about.
I bet that worked to his advantage.
Right. It was a movie called Mr. Flip. And the reason why we're not sure that that's the first one is because apparently the movie Mr. Flip is totally gone forever.
Yeah.
No one preserved it and probably caught fire at some point. Only descriptions, like written descriptions of the film exist. So we're not 100% sure. So you fast forward a few years and then we know for a fact that the first movie that we can document where a pie in the face gag shows up is in 1913, a movie called The Noise from the Deep.
Yeah, and this starred, sounded like sort of the first female comedian of the day, mm-hmm. Mabel Normand. She was known as the female Charlie Chaplin, and a very young Fatty Arbuckle in the movie. Mm-hmm. And key to this was it was produced by Keystone Studios, and they became very much known as the studio that does a lot of this pie-in-the-face bit, such that they needed their own bakery to bake all these pies for all their movies that they were pumping out.
Yeah, that's the same Keystone Studios that made the Keystone Cops.
Yeah.
Or I should say the Keystone Cops kind of made the Keystone Studios. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean.
So there's another term for the pie in the face gag. It's called pieing. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that word for some reason. Yeah. It's just wrong. But regardless of that, it caught on really, really quickly. Like, people are like, I love that. It gets a huge laugh. We're going to put this in every single film that we put out from now on. And in just mm-hmm. a few short years, it kind of became fairly trite.
Yeah, a movie from 1916 with Charlie Chaplin called Behind the Screen mm-hmm. was sort of making fun of it.
Already?
And yeah, so that went from, what, 1913 to 1916. Mm-hmm. It had been so overdone. So I get the idea that it kind of went away or a little out of fashion until 1927 when Laurel and Hardy made Battle of the Century, and Stan Laurel was like, we're going to do this so extremely and with so many pies, we're basically going to end it all and no one will ever be able to do this again because we did the ultimate pie in the face bit.
Right. They actually started with 4,500 pies.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Probably the biggest order that the Los Angeles Pie Company ever filled. And yeah, I mean, like, if you stop and think about that, that's so many pies. It's just nuts. And apparently the versions of Battle of the Century today is so edited that the pieing that happens throughout the movie, it's impressive, but apparently it just doesn't even hold a candle to the original version. Yeah. And it really did, you know, deliver on Stan Laurel's vision.
Right. It's on the cutting room floor.
Actually, I believe that they found either a second reel or the original version or something like that mm-hmm. not too long ago in the basement of some, I think maybe USC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So they got all 4,500 pies?
I believe so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It went on to be kind of had a second life after that in the late 1920s and early 30s. Little Rascals were doing it. Three Stooges were doing it. Mm-hmm. Buster Keaton basically explained that there are sort of unwritten rules for the bit, which is if you're going to hit someone in the face, like it's got to be someone who deserves it, like a phony, someone that needs a comeuppance, nobody that's earnest. Like it was oftentimes like a very snooty high society person that right. you would kind of, it was a way of putting someone in their place.
Yeah. If there was a pie on the screen, like on the table, and there was a person wearing a tuxedo, that person was probably going to get a pie in the face.
Yeah. And the pies were pretty specific too, right?
Yeah. They had figured out along the way, there's like a certain way that you should bake a pie, and you should bake it to brittleness for one, because you want it to shatter.
Yeah.
You should also double layer the crust so that you can handle it from the bottom.
Yeah.
Just the pie, because they used to serve pies or bake pies in like tin pie tins.
Mm-hmm. Still do.
Yes. If you throw that at somebody, it can cut their face wide open. It's a really bad idea to do that. So you can only throw the actual pie, which is why they doubled up the crust and then also made it brittle. And then when it hits the face, that crust shatters and just spreads the pie everywhere.
Yeah. And before we get emails, I realize they don't still make them out of tin. We did our aluminum podcast recently.
That's right.
I know they're aluminum.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Tin plates. You know what the biggest rip, though, is?
What?
Is later on in, like, modern era when someone would spoof this maybe, mm-hmm. they just put, like, they don't even have filling. It's not even real pie. There's no crust. They would just, like, take a pie tin and whipped cream it or shaving cream it up. And that's just such a cheap way out. Like, it's so much better if it's a real pie and you've got, like, blueberry all over your face.
Yeah, that is a big distinction. But not all of us can afford blueberry filling, Chuck.
Well, yeah, you're right.
I had a pie-in-the-face birthday party when I was probably 10 or 11. And
oh,
we
no,
just had the little flimsy tins and a bunch of Cool Whips. No,
yeah.
You wouldn't have liked my birthday party that year.
No, I would have loved it, I'm sure. In that case, it's a little different. I didn't expect, like, your mom to bake 20 pies.
No,
something.
I know. I really just let you
I know.
Walk that one out.
Sit so, in that one.
I have to say, though, just my memory of that is, even at a young age, I was like, this Cool Whip on the face feels really gross. It's
right.
really oily.
Yeah.
This is not right.
Well, Cool Whip, or was it shaving cream?
It was Cool Whip.
Oh, so at least it tasted all right.
Yes, it definitely tasted all right. It just doesn't feel right on the face.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Yes.
I'll apologize to Josh more sincerely off mic, and we'll be back right after this. Chuck.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 2512928887, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky.
All right, so we were talking about Buster Keaton, talking about some of the rules of the game or of the bit. Another one was, you know, it's a lot of times someone would like turn around and get the pie right in the face. That was kind of how the bit went. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you can't turn around too early or you're going to flinch.
Right.
And a flinch ruins everything because we have to reshoot it, which means we have to reset and you've got blackberry in your hair. So we got to do, you know, wash you up and hair and makeup and change your wardrobe. So it was a big pain to redo that. So don't turn around too early or you'll flinch. And also they figured out that like because most of the stuff was black and white or all of it was at the time black and white, mm-hmm. The darker feeling works better if you have blonde hair.
Right.
And then the light for dark hair.
Right.
Like a peach or an apple or something.
And you mentioned it earlier before the break when you asked if it was Cool Whip or shaving cream. They figured out that like you actually don't want real filling. I mean, sure,
yeah.
You want something that looks like blackberry or something like that. But if you're looking for like meringue, you wanted to use shaving cream because it doesn't spoil. That's a big one, mm-hmm. right? It can get kind of hot on a studio set, in mm-hmm. particular when it's in, what, late May?
Probably, yeah.
So there was a film, it came out in 1963 or 64, it's called The Great Race, and it promised an even bigger pie fight than The Great Battle, or Battle of the Century had. It didn't deliver. It's still pretty impressive, but nothing like that. And they shot this pie fight scene at the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, and they took a long weekend, and when they came back, the pies that they had left on the wall, because they needed to pick up the shoot from that point on, had all spoiled. And apparently the cast and crew were gagging. It was that nasty.
Yeah, and then that's probably when they moved to shaving cream.
That's right.
So people were better at it than others. You could get a real reputation as a champion pie thrower. Mm-hmm. As legend has it, Fatty Arbuckle could throw one with each hand in opposite directions and hit the faces. And apparently Mo Howard of the Stooges was so good at it, he did all the off-camera throwing and then got hired out to throw pies off-camera just in other movies and shows.
Yeah. Man, that guy was just amazing through and through.
What a specialty.
So, like I was saying, like the reason why pies in the face started out as being funny, and it's still funny today, but it's just been around for so long that it's kind of mm-hmm. like a nod to the idea of being funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. Sure.
But the whole premise is that you're like you said, you're taking somebody down a peg. And so it's not that surprising that it eventually kind of spilled out in real life where people have taken to hitting powerful people in the face with pies to kind of show them that they're, and show the world they're not this God among humans, you know?
Yeah, which, you know, these days, if you approach anything, any big famous person like that with something in your hand to hit them with, it's never been a good idea, but it's less so now more than ever.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, everyone from like Bill Gates to Rupert Murdoch has been pied in the face very publicly.
Yep. And apparently the guy who did that first was a guy named Thomas Forsade. He was the founder of High Times, and he did it in like 1970.
Baby.
And eventually that got picked up. There was a group called the Biotic Baking Brigade out of San Francisco who were big into this in like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. And so they, you know, they're on record as saying, like, you know, how about a neo-Nazi or a Klansman? Like, they're great people to pie, or maybe a homophobic preacher. Go pie one of them.
Yeah. I think they had, like, literature and pamphlets that suggested that.
Who to pie?
Yeah. Who to pie? Chuck said that. Of course, that means Short Stuff's out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.